Awesome. Thank you. So next up, we actually have Project Sam, and they're going to be telling us a little bit about their project. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Sure. I'm Daniel Yu.
I'm Hope Retcher.
And I'm Victor Kung.
And Project SAM, SMS Accounting Management, we're developing a platform for clinics in developing countries to manage their inventory supplies simply via text.
Very awesome. So what sort of technologies are you using to do that?
So right now we're relying on Twilio Cloud Services and Microsoft Azure to host our data services.
Awesome. So how do you hope and envision how you're going to be changing the world with that technology?
Certainly. So right now, inventory management, specifically for health clinics in the developing world, is a huge problem. Drug shortages all across the world contribute hugely to not only decreased quality in healthcare, but also increased costs for the system. So by increasing the efficiency of how these systems operate, as well as ensuring reliable drug supplies, we hope to really improve quality care for patients, as well as reduce costs for the systems.
So I noticed that global health is actually one of the big themes this year. So why healthcare for you guys?
I think healthcare is just something that we saw that we had a passion in. Daniel had this idea to work with businesses in the developing world when he saw these inventory challenges. And one of our other teammates who's back at the University of Chicago, Cindy Su, she was working in Peru in a health clinic and saw this kind of problem firsthand. And I think it's just, we see these technologies that we use every day that really can have like strong effects in helping people across the world, especially with just using basic SMS phones, because that's something that is just, that so many people have and that we can use to help lives through healthcare. So
seems like you guys are really passionate about global health and just creating new technologies to really address that. So why the Imagine Cup for you?
Well, we actually learned about the Imagine Cup from a flyer at school, mm-hmm. and we just thought it was great to have a student entrepreneurship competition, because in university, a lot of times you're focused on schoolwork, so there's not a lot of initiatives and opportunities for you to be able to pursue ideas that actually make a difference to people. So the Microsoft Imagine Cup, just from the name itself, was a big inspiration for us and provided a lot of opportunity for us to actually do something that can impact real people.
And how do you feel the world will change based on your solution here in 5-10 years? Like, how do you hope to make that big impact?
Sure. So, of course, right now we're mainly focused on addressing health clinics in the developing world. But we do think that there's a possibility, there's a vision that this can be extended to other sites as well. You know, not just health clinics, but refugee camps and even the small businesses, to really improve the overall efficiency and a level of technology that people can use.
Oh, very nice. And I noticed that you guys come from a couple of different backgrounds as well, right? So how did you guys all meet? Like, let's tell the world how this whole piece and team came together. I'm curious.
Sure. So we actually started off not for the Imagine Cup, but for another competition sponsored by the University of Chicago, the College New Venture Challenge. This is back in October of last year. And the idea, as Hope mentioned, was I had the original thought that we could make an inventory management system for small businesses in the developing world. And then when I met Cindy Su, we developed this into a system for health clinics specifically. And then from there, we went about building the team for this competition. So I put a lot of focus on wanting to have a well-balanced team. So not just all programmers, not just all business people. So we're fortunate to have a good split. We have 7 people on the team total, 3 programmers, as well as people passionate about international health globally, pre-medical students, and fluent Spanish speakers to help us with our pilot program.
Very nice, very nice. So be honest here. How was it? How was the whole process of creating your solution? I'm sure there was a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of pizza and energy drinks and all that fun stuff. So how was it really?
I think this has been an amazing experience for me, just partly because of the team. I think that I was really interested in doing this, but just the relationships we've been able to build with each other. We were here a couple months ago for the Microsoft Imagine Bootcamp. And I think over the course of that week, just like kind of being together 24/7 and like really talking through all of our issues and talking about how we like get out the minimum viable product and all these things really helped us to kind of unite our vision, but also trust each other. So that's been really nice, because then when Dan is up presenting last night and we're practicing at like midnight, Victor was definitely able to say like, no, you can't do it that way. Like really, you have to try this. And so I think that's just been a really good experience in building those relationships with each other. So.
Okay, perfect. And how is it from your perspective?
Well, from my perspective, I work on the business end on the team. So it's very interesting seeing how everyone on the team, we have different roles, and seeing how all of that comes together in the very end, because we have Dan, our lead programmer back in Chicago. They're doing more of the development of the actual website and how everything works. And then Hope does the market research and reaching out to these doctors and clinics in developing countries. So sometimes, at times, you feel like the thing you're doing, you don't see how it really fits in with the bigger picture, but we're very fortunate to all be, live relatively close, be in the same university, and we're, the majority of us are second year, so by communicating with each other and being a part of the Microsoft Bootcamp, we were really able to put all the parts together and really feel like a cohesive team.
Very nice. So I know that both of you mentioned that you were in the Accelerator Bootcamp. Can you describe how that's helped change your project? It's okay, you can blush too.
I think the Accelerator Bootcamp really gave us a lot of points on how to really approach this project. I don't have much of a business experience. I know that both of them have been taking some of those classes, but it's really helped us kind of see how we take this idea, kind of understand like what pivot means and like how we can take this into actually developing a business around a technology innovation. And I think that's one of the most important things we learned. And then also after that conclusion of that, we also got, they're taking a class at the business school in developing this program as well. And so it's really helped us grow and shape our financial model. And then just also the connections that we have here with Microsoft and able to get in their BizSpark program, things like that is really helping kind of move this project forward.
Awesome. So as we close off your interview, any last and final words to inspire the world by?
I would say definitely something that we've learned throughout the whole progress of building this this venture, as well as through Microsoft and the Startup Bootcamp, is really don't be afraid to fail. That's the first thing to tell you. Fail fast, fail hard, but you know,
fail
come
often,
out of it.
Right?
Fail often, and you know, learn as much as you can, because that's really what the process is about.
Definitely good words to go by. Thank you guys, and best of luck. And you guys did an amazing job up there. So congratulations for making it this far.
Thank you.
So we heard from Project Sam, and now we have Tristan coming back up here. Tristan, how's everything going?
Things are going great. Thanks, Wilson.
Perfect.
And actually, we actually have a special guest, Judge. It's actually
Roger.
Yeah, Roger's actually going to come up and kind of give his perspective and what he feels about Imagine Cup and kind of get his views.
Perfect.
Let me go grab him real quick.
Sounds good. Tristan? So how are you?
Doing great. Great to be here.
Great to be here. So how did you like the competition so far? How's the weekend?
Great. I've always been a big fan of Microsoft technologies. That's how I got my start on the web when I was in high school. So it's cool to see Microsoft really leaning into the startup side in Silicon Valley and, you know, trying to build more of a presence.
Definitely. So you saw some of the pitches inside. How's the overall quality? I know that there's been a little shift in how the Imagine Cup U.S. National Finals is being done, more of a VC pitch kind of feel and atmosphere. So how do you like that so far?
This is the first one you guys are doing that way, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Given that, I'd say really great. Everybody's. Yeah, feels like they're pitching to VCs. They're focused on, you know, what's the market size of what they're doing. How do customers perceive the products? You know, and also how they're integrating Microsoft technologies into that, like the Connect, like the Azure Cloud. So it's great to see. It's great to see that, and to see that these guys, even though they're in college, have some sense of how to engage in that context. Really impressive. Wish I was that far along when I was that age.
Definitely. So what were some big takeaways that you've seen so far from the competition and from all the competitors up there?
So I like how many apps are... So I like that everything's kind of mobile-focused. A lot of the apps seem like they're mobile-first. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that was an explicit focus of the competition or if everyone's just kind of leaning that way. So it's exciting to see more uses for the Windows mobile phone and some interesting apps there. Brief takeaways, a lot of technical talent. I think you guys did a really great job sourcing there. And some really big problems everybody was going after. I was really impressed with a couple of them. There was one startup I liked a lot that's focusing on medical supply chains for clinics. That's the kind of big problem that really needs to be solved that I think is a big pain point, but not a sexy kind of thing to go after. So it's awesome to see that you found some folks who are really going after those.
Definitely. And I know a lot of the competitors look up to you and some of the work that you do. So any big takeaways or any words of advice for all the competitors out there and even those watching us today?
The biggest thing I would say is to make sure, you know, I would say not to put the cart before the horse, so to speak. Definitely. So what I mean by that is, you know, you are your largest investor. It's not somebody who writes you a check. It's really you. It's the time you spend working your startup, the years of your youth that you dedicate. So I would say, you know, just ask all the right questions as early as possible. Ask the hard questions as early as possible. So talk to your customers, get a good sense of what your market size really is, and kind of go from there with an informed stance on whether or not you want to do your business versus focusing on the nitty gritty details, like, do I have this well designed? I mean, take a product like Craigslist. Mm-hmm. Craigslist has filled a huge need for people for 20 years, but definitely, it's a white page with black text on it, right? so that's what I'd encourage is to kind of make sure that you have all your ducks in a row and you're kind of de-risking the venture in the right order.
Yeah, that makes complete sense too. And I'm sure a lot of the competitors are already off on that track, right?
So I hope so.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Certainly. Good to be here.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Tristan.
Thank you, Olson.
Tristan.
So it was great to learn actually about the perspective of judges and see how they feel about, you know, this new type of pitch setup we have here with the Magic
definitely,
Cup.
Definitely.
And it's been pretty interesting because, like, even between when we did it, you know, about two mm-hmm. years ago, I mean, it's streamlined much faster, but we learn a lot more about each product, which is really,
yeah, definitely.
Really cool.
And it seems like all these competitors just put us to shame and make us look old now, right?
Yeah.
More than anything.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't busted out the cane just yet, but but actually, I'm going to be bringing on another team here. And actually, do you mind go grabbing them real quick?
Sure.
And, I'll definitely take it from here. Thank you.